Chapter 2. Castle Gurnigo sat on a narrow peninsula atop slabs of rock that rose high above the sparkling blue-green sea. Innes couldn't help but be impressed by the three towers looming over the sea and the rolling moors. Standing amid the throng of Sinclairs and Monroes, waiting for the bride to appear, she looked past the happy but boisterous crowd at her sister's new home. For the wedding celebration, the servants had decorated the courtyard with bright banners and flags. Spring flowers of yellow, pink, violet, and blue were woven into garlands and hung everywhere, adding even more colour to the festivities. The chapel stood in the original section of castle the Sinclairs now called the Inner Ward. Over the past two decades, the clan had added two more sections to the clan seat. The Outer Ward, with its north tower, held the new Great Hall, lads' quarters, gallery, and kitchens. Beyond it, a bridge led to a walled stable and a west tower. Innes was satisfied. She couldn't have found a more secure home for her sister. With its impenetrable grey walls, high towers, and the surrounding sea, Castle Gurnigo was beyond impressive. She was happy for Eileen. This was a perfect place to live, to start a new life. Her gaze was drawn to Bryce, standing alone on the steps of the chapel. She wondered if the Earl of Caithness would make his appearance.
"Couldn't you change into something more appropriate? At least for today," her stepmother urged, interrupting her thoughts. "There's still time, and this is a celebration. You shouldn't be wearing black."
"I'll wear what I please," Innes said curtly.
"And you're fine with this, Hector? Your daughter wearing black at her own sister's wedding?"
"What business is it of mine what she wears?" the Monroe clan chief replied. "She's a grown woman. Leave her be. She knows what she's about."
Her stepmother was not ready to give up.
"But why, Innes? Today, of all days, should be an exception. Eileen is the only one that you care a fish egg about anyway."
"How many times does she have to tell you?"
Hector intervened.
"She wears black because she is in mourning."
"Mourning?"
"Aye, for the death of innocence in the world."
"By the Virgin, man, and you encourage her by repeating that nonsense."